Torah tells us in Parshas Bamidbar, Ve'ila toldos Aharon u'Moshe, that these are the progeny, the descendants of Aharon u'Moshe. Then it basically goes on to list Aharon's children. So the Mefarshim are very bothered by the question that if it's going to be listing Aharon's children, so why does it get introduced as these are the children, the toldos of Aharon u'Moshe? This assumes that the word toldos means descendants, which I think is the more mainstream view. So there are a couple different views in Rishonim and in Chazal as to why exactly the Torah would structure things this way. The Bechor Shor and some of the other Mefarshi Apshat point out that it's actually not so true. That following, after we list through our children, we then go through the Leviim. So they suggest when the Torah says, Ela told us Aaron and Moshe, or Moshe of Aaron, so first we go through Aaron, so Kohanim, because they come first, and then we go on with the Leviim. So maybe they really are there. But the simple Pshat is that we really are identifying Aaron's children as if they're Moshe's children. So why exactly would we want to do this? So the Medrash Rabbah, I think it's an astounding Medrash Rabbah, says, Varei toldosav shel Moshe lo nitbu'u kan. V'lama ne'emar toldos Aharon u'Moshe. Why are we referring to them as the children of Aharon and Moshe, only as Aharon's children? So says the Medrash, Bishvil kvodo shel Moshe shlo lemayit es kvodo. We just put Moshe in there to not, like, be mevaze Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, Moshe Rabbeinu's kids are not being mentioned. His kids are not the Kohanim. So basically, to like make Moshe not feel as bad, or to not take away from Moshe's covenant, we like throw his name there, but like really they're Aaron's toldos. Really they're Aaron's. Moshe's name is just there as part of the covenant of Moshe. That Derech Agav is a fascinating idea as far as with the Torah adding in a word and almost coming off misleading to protect the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's certainly astounding. There is a third Mahalach, and we'll elaborate most on the fourth, but there's a third Mahalach. Not that it really does list Moshe's children later on, part of Shevet Levi. Not that Moshe just gets thrown in there, you know, for his own covenant, but rather the Or HaChaim has a suggestion that the Medrash tells us that at some point Aaron actually had sinned, and Aaron's children were not in the best place. And at some point, really all of Aaron's children should have been killed. And it's Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, Chazal tell us, which gave Aaron's children, which sustained them. And in that sense, it says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that because of that, Ki bnei Aaron yechashvu al Moshe, they're identified with Moshe, Litzacha, who is Palo ba'adam, v'chayu, that's because Moshe davened for Aaron's children, that they ended up being able to stay alive. It's because he davened for his children that they ended up. So why are they called Moshe's children? He didn't give birth to them, but it's because of Moshe Rabbeinu he was able to sustain them. But most certainly, the most famous answer, the one that Rashi quotes in his Perush al HaTorah, the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, is the reason why they are called Moshe's children is because Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah. And the Gemara tells us, Kol Malamed is Ben Chaveiro Torah, Ma'ale Alaf HaKasov Kili Yolado, that if you teach someone's child Torah, It's as if you gave birth to them. It's as if you gave birth to them. Only because it's a particular sensitivity of mine and a little bit of a pet peeve. This Maimer Chazal always makes me somewhat nervous. The idea is to play up the value of the relationship between Rebbe and Talmud. The goal is not to downplay the role of father and child. Sometimes it like comes off like that. Like the Rebbe's the one who like, you know, so that's not where we're going right now. But there's something here about Kol Malamed Ben Chaveiro Torah. Kilado, since Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron's children Torah, it's as if he gave birth to them. Why is that so? So the Maharal explains in the Sifat Torah and Perek Ches, this is true for many of the Mefarshim, that because the shleimus of a person, the shleimus of a Jew, Bifrat, is only when they learn Torah. So long as that person hasn't learned Torah, they haven't actually become an Adam HaShalem. It's only when you teach Ben Chaveiro Torah, it's only at that particular point in time where you're really transforming this person into somebody who's really able to be a real Adam Shalem. So you give birth to them because you helped make them into an Adam Shalem. Derech Agav, just very, very briefly, this is a big shayla halach lemaisa. It's a very, very famous Chachma Shlomo, the beginning of Evan Ezer, that Shlomo Klug, the beginning of Evan Ezer, has this safek, which is if a person can't have children, let's say a person raises Yisomim in their home, so are they Yotze Puruvu through raising Yisomim in their home? He thinks it's based on the machlokas Taz Nedrisha, which is really the mucker for the Ke'ilu idea. He says the Taz Nedrisha have a machlokas. When we say that something is Ke'ilu, do we mean it's mamish the same thing, or is it like Ke'ilu, not really the same thing? If it's mamish, Chazal mean it literally, Ke'ilu Yilado, so maybe I'm Yotze the din of Puruvu. If it's not Ke'ilu, so then I wouldn't be Yotze the din of Puruvu. This is a big discussion in some of the Achronim. Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav, that Rav Salvechik explained based on that, the Rambam, when the Rambam writes that somebody who is Choshka Nafsho B'Torah, like Ben Azai, and doesn't marry, doesn't have children, that person has no avon. Wondered Salvechik, how does the person have no avon? They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu. They weren't osik in that at all. Elamai, They fulfilled Peruvu because Komalami has been Chaver Torah. Kil Yoda Ben Azai was Marvitz Torah. Because he was Marvitz Torah, it's Kilu he was Yotze, that particular mitzvah. And this is part of a larger discussion about the status of people who are taught Torah. Discuss Tshuvas in the Maram and in the Ramat, in Choshen Mishpat and Membeis Tesvav. Whether in a star you could refer to the person as Ben, because to what extent are they really considered to be Ben? There is a fascinating kasha which is asked by the Maral. It's asked by the Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Chachma Shlomo on Chumash in Chelek Lamed Dalid in Bamidbar, page 162, if you're able to track it down. A fascinating kasha, which is, why does the Torah identify specifically Aaron's children as Moshe's children, because he taught them Torah? Moshe taught Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe taught Torah to everybody. So shouldn't everybody be considered Moshe's children? Why exactly is it only Aaron's children? Like, what exactly is going on here? So we'll share two mahalchim. Both, I think, are fascinating. The Shlomo Kluger in the Chachmas HaTorah makes the following suggestion. He's medayik like this. Ein hachinami, he says. Once B'nai Yisrael, he merges the Or HaChaim's approach and his own. He says, it says in Chumash, Ve'ela toldos Aaron and Moshe, B'yom diber Hashem es Moshe behar Sinai. These were Moshe's toldos on the day of Har Sinai. Suggestion Shlomo Kluger the following. The Or HaChaim's pshat is really correct. That the reason why Aaron's children are considered to be toldos of Moshe is because he davened for them and he sustained them. And that's why the Chumash says, on the day of Har Sinai, before Moshe started teaching Torah, the only ones that were considered to be the toldos of Aaron are the toldos of Moshe or Aaron's children. But after the day of Har Sinai, when Moshe started teaching Torah to everybody, they all became his toldos. They all became his children. So said this over clicker, that's the diyak that Chazal point out. It's, these are Moshe and Aaron's toldos, biyom diber Hashem es Moshe behar Sinai. On that day, those are the toldos of Aaron and Moshe. Aaron, because they're his actual children, Moshe, because he davened for them. Meduyak, that after the day when they were at Har Sinai, Moshe had more toldos. Who are Moshe's more toldos? The rest of Klal Yisrael. They're all considered to be his particular toldos. But the Maharal has a different pshat, and I think it's a very, very beautiful one. It's a very beautiful one. The Maharal suggests as follows. In truth, in order to become, to have this relationship of ki'ilu yilada, of a relationship where a person teaches Torah as if you gave birth to them, it's not enough to fulfill obligations. It's not enough just that a person teaches someone Torah and it automatically takes place. Says the Maharal, Moshe had a chiyuv to teach all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so when Moshe taught all of Klal Yisrael, if it's done b'toras a chiyuv, that's not enough to make a ki'ilu yilada. The Rebbe-Ben relationship, that dynamic only comes in when you go lifnim mishuras adin. Moshe, with Aaron's children, went lifnim mishuras adin. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erevin, Ketzat Seder HaMishnah, how did Moshe Rabbeinu teach? So Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron, then he taught Aaron's children special, then he taught the Zakenim, and then it went to all of Klal Yisrael. In fact, Moshe taught all of Klal Yisrael, didn't make it like a Ben. What transforms the relationship is when it goes lifnim mishuras adin, when you go above and beyond. The Baba Cherebi has a very similar pshat to answer a different question, which is, how come Aaron's not considered to be Moshe's toldos? Moshe also taught Aaron Torah. That's the Gemara Maseches Erevin. Before teaching anybody, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron. So why is Aaron not considered to be Moshe's toldos? Elamai says, Baba Cherebi, it's a similar yisod. Aaron had no other way to learn Torah other than for Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else could teach him. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron, he had to teach Aaron. Aaron had no other way. That's not the kind of relationship which is the ideal, you know, father-son or that kind of close relationship. It's Aaron's children, which Aaron could have taught the children. He taught Aaron. Aaron could have taught them. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I want this. That's the lifnim mishuras adin, and that's what's able to really transform it in a way which is very, very meaningful. This idea of the shinantam livanecha, elu talmidecha. It really does, in many ways, though, this idea frame the ideal relationship between teacher and student. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, when the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of teaching Torah, the Rambam says, Kishem shechayv adam lalamid es beno, the same you have a chiv to teach your child, kachu chayv olamid es ben beno, you also have a chiv to teach your grandchild, velo beno u ben beno bilvad, ela mitzvah al kol chacham v'chacham Yisrael, lalamid es kol talmidim. We learn Elu Talmidecha. The Rambam frames the entire mitzvah of teaching Torah, even to Talmidim, through the prism of parent-child. It should really be parent-child. And if it's not parent-child, it's parent-grandchild. And if it's not that, so then not only your kid, but even everyone, because Vishinantam Livanecha. That in many ways, the ideal kind of a relationship of Torah is one that has this ki'ilu yilado kind of a relationship. But what the Maharal and the Baba Cherevi sort of point out, it's dafka when you go lifnim mishuras hadin. That's what transforms it. So long as it's only a chiyav, so long as if it's only an obligation. So if it's an obligation, you taught them Torah. That's not called talmidecha. What's called talmidecha is when a person is able to, transform it in a way which is as meaningful, as that. How powerful is this relationship of Eilu Talmidecha? So a person that's able to get to this particular madrega, so Chasam Sofer writes, quoting the Oros Sefer, Oros Chasam Sofer, Parsh Lechecha, that we find the same idea in Parsh Lechecha, Va'nefesh Asher Asu Becharan. These are the souls that Avram and Sarah made. So Chazal say, one of the reasons why, because Kol Mamid Ben Chaver Toga, Kili Yoledo, he taught these people Torah, it's Kili he made them. But this Chasam Sofer, an amazing thing. Kach, we spoke about this earlier this year, Kimo Dematzinu Bra Mezaka Abba. Just like a child who does things can be mizaka, his father. If a child is mekayim mitzvos, that can improve the zchuyos of the father because of their close connection. Kach hazal hatalmid mizaka es rabo. When a talmid does, the relationship is so tight. When a talmid's mekayim mitzvos, he can be mizaka es rebbe. Vigam achar moso. Even once rebbe's passed away, that relationship can continue like a parent-child relationship, and it has the capacity to be able to do a lot. Now, here's a very scary thing he points out, that if the Talmidim do really great things, so then that's a beautiful thing. If they're not that great, so he says, as yardu rabboseyim gami madrega samalach l'madregas b'nei adam. It's a lot of pressure on Talmidim. The relationship is very, very powerful. A lot of pressure to uplift those that are there. But I think certainly some very intriguing and important ideas about our relationship. I'll just end by pointing out this idea of ki'ilu yilado. So the Gevurah Yitzchak in Chanukah on page 153 thinks that this is pshat also in what we say in Shemoneh Esrei every day of Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorasecha. When it comes to Talmud Torah, we refer to Ribbono Shalom as Avinu. So why is he called Avinu? So Avod Ram writes because he's Chavivin Bnei Yisrael that were Banim L'Makom. Points out Yitzchak Saratzkin, the Gurus Yitzchak, that Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorasecha. Why is Gersh Baruch Hu our Avinu? Because Gersh Baruch Hu taught us Torah, and Kol Malami Ben Chaver Toto Ki Liyado. So Gersh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, so it's Ki'ilu he becomes our Avinu also. So the source that we are Banim L'Makom comes from the fact that Gersh Baruch Hu taught us Torah. Because when you teach Torah to someone, it's Ki'ilu you give birth to them, because Baruch Hu gave us Torah, it's Ki'ilu that we have that Shaykh Shabbat Shalom. That's what we can say, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorasecha. Have a wonderful rest of your day.